Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Franchi Bordigere. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Boken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, George Earnshaw. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Franchi Bordigere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigere hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pearson. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hale covering, for the out. Simmons moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a fly ball towards right. Seeds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Seeds. Simmons scores. Appling moves to third. Boken moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Boken scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw strikes out. Two outs. Franchi Bordagaray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordagaray is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordagaray takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to second. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to third. Bordagaray moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bordagaray throws the ball into Appling, who tags Trosky trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Franky Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds strikes out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling catches it and throws to first to double up Pearson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw strikes out. Two outs. Franchi Bordagaray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordagaray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bordagaray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Pearson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearson moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearson moves to third. Seeds moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearson scores. Seeds moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Majeski settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Majeski. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bokan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bokan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Earnshaw covering, for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Com reaches second base with a double. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pearson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frenchy Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bordigare takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Bordigare moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Seeds moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bokan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Seeds moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a fly ball into right field. Bordigari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball towards left. Simmons settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Simmons. Hale moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to home to get Hale. Pitlock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Com is walked intentionally. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pitlock moves to third. Com moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Com scores. Pearson moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Majeski strikes out. One out. Frenchie Ahold pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Frenchie Ahold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahold hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Ahold reaches second base with a double. Frenchie Bordigari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigari is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bordigari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ahold moves to third. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Buchholz scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haas moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-3 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Haas scores. It's White Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons is walked intentionally. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-4 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pearson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Muddy Rule now catching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive off the glove of Dykes, and into shallow left field. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Trosky is walked intentionally. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Frankie Pitlock. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Glenn Myatt now catching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-3 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boken hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Franchi Bordagaray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordagaray is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Bordagaray hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. 1 out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hale moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Trosky is walked intentionally. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 5 in the game. Appling bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0 for 1 in the game. Rule bunts towards third. Com picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Com. Simmons scores. Dykes scores. Boken moves to second. It's 8-6, White Sox. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Boken moves to third. Rule moves to second. 2 outs. Franchi Bordigare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordigare is 0-for-4 in the game. With two walks, Bordigare hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bordigare for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Rice pinch hits for Willie Calm. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Holland pinch hits for Lloyd Brown. Dutch Holland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holland takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holland moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-4 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Holland scores. Seeds moves to second. It's 8-7, White Sox. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vosmick for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.